move on to all the red states right after the election, right? Leave the red states in darkness, turn the lights on in the blue states. I mean, there are many ways you can slice this form of attack, but what we're seeing in real time is a country right off our shores. You know, literally people can escape from Cuba and land, as they have done in the past, on the shores of Florida, on the shores of the United States. At a signal, our energy grid could go down. And who runs our energy grid? All the solar installations, all the wind installations, China, right? All the electric vehicles, you know, are kept going by components from China. If China wants to switch off our energy grid and switch off our, well, let's add this piece of the puzzle, the talk about the shipyard workers and the container unloaders going on strike. That was narrowly averted, but you can bet that that's a test run, because if the shipping stops in the ports that many of them, China owns the real estate around, like San Diego, then you're going to have empty shelves in the United States. So what I'm thoroughly persuaded about, and you and I have accurately predicted 95% of these disruptions that we've just normalized, right? Because no one's calling it war. So it's like, oh, you know, people are dying in Appalachia. I guess that's natural. Oh, people's kids have to be injected with a dangerous, untested, disabling, sterilizing mRNA injection in California. I guess that's not war, right? All over, we're normalizing this. But what I thoroughly expect, and, you know, last time I think I bet you dinner that, you know, with you and your wife, that we would, you know, see more of these upheavals leading into the election. I don't have to bet you because I know it, you've predicted it. I know that we're going to see, and they're signaling it, you know, we're not going to have an accurate count of the election. Almost all the battleground states, if not all of them, have signaled that it's going to be 4 days. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to say it's going to be 4 days. It's going to be 5 days. It's going to be 6 days. It's going to be 2 weeks. We don't have an accurate count. Oh, no, we have no electricity. We can't count the ballots. They're electronic machines, right? The electricity is down. I mean, we are this close to that. And then what I thoroughly predict is that there won't be an outcome to the election, and there will be lots of, you know, unrest and grids going down and food not coming onto shelves. And then they'll provoke, they'll take all these healthy men and women and provoke riots and a crime spree. And that's where it really gets scary. And they'll blame it, as you just heard, on the Trump supporters who will be defending themselves, right? And the first time a Trump supporter, you know, defends him or herself against an intruder, that will be a cause célèbre. And they will lie about, you know, and at that point, how will you know? Because the grid will be down. Oh, they'll say, you know, Trump supporters have set off a dirty bomb in Philadelphia. How will you know, right? Your grid will be down. Your Wi-Fi will be down. And then there will be rioting across the country using these millions of people they've shipped in, trained, organized. And then
a surface to air missile blamed on Iran shoots down Trump Force One and he's dead. And then they start rounding up the leadership of the resistance, which the Democrats are saying, once we get Trump, we've got to get all the resistors who aren't even right wing. We're just populists who don't want to be in a slave system. And then you've got all the Democrat surrogates from Raskin to Carbel to Harris saying Trump's going to use the military. We're about to have martial law. So when all this goes down, they blame Trump. You've got Senator Blumenthal introducing legislation to strip Trump from domestic military powers. But then meanwhile, as I mentioned, I want to bring this up with you right now. I know you've covered it. This Pentagon directive to prepare for civil unrest and killing Americans. So they're pointing the gun at us, the martial law, taking the safety off, cocking the hammer, and then Saul Alinsky style blaming Trump for it. And as you said, Dr. Wolf, they've initiated this now. I don't know exactly how they're going to trigger it, as you just said, but I'm on the same page as you. What do we do about this? We obviously raise the alarm, but if people think they won't be this crazy, they rolled out a virus in a deadly shot that's killed over 20 million people. I mean, they are going for broke right now, not out of strength, but out of weakness. But at the same time, if people don't face the full magnitude of the threat, then we'll be caught flat-footed, is my point.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I want to add a note. You're right to identify Jamie Raskin. He's one of the scariest people signaling, you know, basically we're not going to hand it over. And they signal that for a reason. It means there's already a plan. The one thing I want to share before I answer that question is that I'm on a lot of mailing lists left over from when I was a darling of the left. And one of them is from the New Press, which is a left-wing, you know, publishing house. And they're planning a panel with Jamie Raskin for a week or two after the election, in which he's going to address a time of chaos and confusion, right? So they've already got that on their calendars. I don't have it on my calendar, right? I don't know for sure. I fear that it's going to be a time of chaos and confusion. But Jamie Raskin has it on his calendar, and they are selling tickets to his panel where he will be talking on around November 17th about a time of chaos and confusion for a Democratic audience. The other thing I've heard, because I'm still invited, you know, and I still go because I want to know what's going on, to these kind of insider globalist cocktail parties. There's one organization that keeps inviting me, God bless them. I keep hearing representatives on the Dem side saying things like if Republicans said them, they'd be arrested, saying things like, we can't let that happen vis-a-vis Trump, or we have to stop him. We have to stop him. They say these things that are one verb short or one shade short of, you know, illegal calls to targeted violence against this president and this candidate. And he has been shot at three times. So, again, I don't think, you know, as I've said many times, these people never pass laws or regulations without a reason. The DOD, mandate, I don't really even understand how it's legal to allow killing citizens. I mean, you and I started talking about this when there was a global war on terror, Bush 2 era directive that said that you could kill American citizens overseas. And they took out
enemy combatants, And now Biden has reissued it and expanded it. And then now they've actually greenlit it.
Right.
As you said, Raskin's about to hold a forum a few weeks after the election about the time of chaos. It's all he said, we're not going to certify it. We're going to have civil war. I mean, they're telling us.
They're ordering it up. They're planning for it. They're not planning for it like we're going to do it. They're planning for it like they're going to do it. You know, and they're messaging it, they're packaging it, they're narrating it, and literally we have 30 million people of military age in place in barracks type conditions, as I said last time, that can be given directions.
And they've all been given phones by the NGOs, by the government. They all basically follow political orders because they can get deported if they don't. I mean, this is insane.
It's beyond insane. I mean, it is the war. And so you ask me what can we do short of telling people? Well, I think there's really important answers to that. And again, I want to honor the people of North Carolina. They could have rioted. They could have broken down. They could have lost their minds. They could have, gone after FEMA officials and strung them up and then, you know, given the federal government an excuse to turn that whole area into occupied FEMA land with quarantine camps. But they didn't. And so the most important, but you know what they did is they activated their networks. They activated the churches. They created volunteer distribution centers, individuals.
Naomi Wolf, stay there. You're on fire. We're going to come back with more on this, on solutions, and look at the bio war attack, the UN treaties, the latest on the Pfizer papers, and the new book. Stay with us. This is history, and we're so blessed you're all here. Everybody, share the word now.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.